Hello and welcome to the recording for children in Ignite who are from reception up to year six. This recording is for Sunday the 25th of April. Hope you're all well, and I hope you enjoyed your first week of school, and that you've had a good rest over the weekend and getting ready for school again tomorrow. Okay, so today I do have a country that I would like you to try and guess what it is. There are five clues, and then I have some more information in addition to that before we start talking about the miracle that we are going to be looking at today. So this country, for 5 points, is in Western Europe. Is that enough clues for you? Are you happy with that? I wonder. Okay, for 4 points, its national animal is a golden eagle. Does that help at all? Maybe, maybe not. For 3 points, bread is one of its main food and is included in most dishes, as well as sausages. Right. I hope that has helped you. For 2 points, in this country, university is free. University education is free for all people, even the people that don't belong to that country. And for 1 point, its capital is Berlin. So, did you manage to guess what country I was talking about? I was talking about Germany. So, I hope you I don't know what clues would have helped you out. Anyway, right, the other facts I found out about Germany is that 65% of its highways, which are its motorways, have no speed limit. And it is well known for its beer. And its national football team is really strong and has won 4 World Cup titles. So, yeah, we know another country that I was talking about another time had won 5. That was just 2 weeks ago. So, but there we are. Okay, so today we're talking about one of the miracles that Jesus did. Remembering that these were things that were spoken about in lots of different books of the Bible, and we can take them to be true. We know they are true because there were witnesses and there were people that were talking about this. And so today we are going to be looking at the miracle where Jesus casts out an evil spirit out of someone. Okay, I'll read the story and then we'll talk about this. It's from the book of Mark, chapter 1, from verse 23. And the Bible said, there was a man in a synagogue who had an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit convulsed him and, crying out with a loud voice, came out of the man. And they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obeyed him." And at once Jesus' fame spread everywhere throughout all the surrounding region of Galilee. Okay, so quite a few things to unpack from this that I sort of had a look at. Right, so this man did not know Jesus personally, but there was something in him that knew Jesus. There's something, you have to really sort of think about these things, that the thing that makes a person is their spirit. And our spirits are influenced by either good things or bad things. And some of those things are spirits themselves. So sometimes you might find yourself doing something that you know is wrong, but something that just makes you do it. Something makes you do it. And it's this sort of thing that is really quite difficult to understand, because we are very much people that believe in the things that we see. When we see something, we find it easier to believe. But when we don't see things, then it really can be quite a struggle for us to believe that these things exist. But I do have examples of even when my children were at school, sometimes they would just come home and they would say, I don't know what I've done wrong, but this person or that person really just doesn't like me. You know, I haven't had anything to do with them. And even before I had said anything, that person was already acting in a horrible way towards me. Or sometimes it'll be the opposite. And they will say, I just really like this person. I get on very well with this person. And even if they hadn't spent a lot of time with that person, that's how they would feel, that them and that person get on very, very well. And it is to do with people's spirits, their inner workings, or the things that are influencing them. And sometimes your personality and another person's personality just might clash and you just might not get on. And there are, now, if we are Christians and we believe in a God that we do not see, we have to believe all that the Bible has to say. And the Bible does talk about angels that look after us, that are good, and that God sends out to help us on earth. And then we have the Holy Spirit, which is a part of God, the Trinity, and he comes and speaks to our heart, and he speaks to us, and he helps us to make good decisions. He helps us to decide what is right and what is wrong. Now, if we believe all these things, which we cannot see, some people might have seen angels, but not all of us, and we believe that good side of things, then we have to believe the other side, that they are bad spirits or bad angels that go around and they are trying to make mischief. They are naughty and they are trying to spoil our lives and not help us at all. And sometimes when somebody does a thing, it's not always that they are the one to blame. Now, you cannot go around doing bad things and saying, oh, it's a spirit that made me do it, or it's something else. You know, you don't really want to be messing about with that side of things. Because as a Christian, I believe in these things that do seek out to make us do bad things. And we have to fight them by the power of love, the love that comes from God. And this is what Jesus did. When this man came towards Jesus, there was an evil spirit in him, and he recognized Jesus for who he was, not just as a carpenter's son who was born in Galilee, in Bethlehem, and lived in Galilee. He recognized him as the Son of God. And when he was calling out, he was saying, Jesus of Nazareth, you've come to destroy us. You are the Holy One of God. Now, Jesus was not ready for people to know him as the Son of God. That was not part of his plan at that time. So he didn't want this man to be saying this thing. So he used his God-given authority. And Jesus said to him, come. He said to the unclean or the evil spirit in that man, come out of that man. And this is the authority that we had. Jesus said something and that thing happened. And that is the miracle that happened. That when Jesus spoke a word,
the thing that he spoke actually happened. And what we have to learn from that is that Jesus said that he has given us, people that follow him, the same power that we can see and recognize when people are being influenced by a bad spirit or an evil spirit. And we can tell it to come out of that person and it will obey us if we are acting in faith. So our words have power, just like Jesus's words had power in this case. And when he made that command, then the power that Jesus had from God was used to get that evil spirit to come out of the man. And this spirit was not doing this guy any good. He was making him throw himself about and to shout. And he couldn't work. He couldn't do, you know, any work to provide for his family. So there are forces of nature around us. And some of them are good and some of them are bad, but they all change at God's word. They all change when we use the power that God has given us. So it's important for us to think and pray about this power and to know how to use it. It's like if you are cutting an onion, if you are trusted by your parents to use a knife to cut an onion, it can be a dangerous thing to have in your hand, but if you know how to use it properly and safely, then you will be trusted to cut that onion or potato or whatever it is safely. And I encourage my children to learn how to cook because it is a good thing for them to do, but I train them to do it safely. And that is the same with the power that God gives us through the Holy Spirit. He needs to train us to use it properly. You can't just go around using God's power in a careless way, because the Bible tells us that the Word of God and the things of God, which is Jesus Christ, the Word of God is Jesus, that is so powerful that it can cut right down to the bone. It can cut so deep. It is so sharp. So you don't want to mess with something that sharp. You want to use it in the right way, in a safe way, in that way that you're trained to use it. And that is part of what we do at church and part of the reason why you are listening to this, so that you will know how to use the Word of God and how to apply it to your life so that it'll do you good. Because if you have something horrible inside of you, and sometimes some of us might be angry, some of us might be really tense, or some of us might be really sad, and those emotions are inside of you. And just like this man had a bad spirit or an evil spirit inside of him that was making him do things like calling out and being thrown on the floor and all of this, where he was losing control, sometimes we have to use our words to get those negative feelings or those bad feelings out of us so that we can live happily with our families. So we need to use the Word of God in the right way. So we need to read our Bibles so that we know the Word of God and we know how to use it. And how to use it, we can learn by praying. And, you know, when God uses you in amazing ways, which I know he wants to do, he does want to use each of you individually in amazing ways, you have to be ready, because people will talk about you. When you start having amazing things happen to you, people will start talking about you. Now, I'm not talking about walking on water or anything like that. Jesus did amazing things and he says that we have the same power to do that. But sometimes when it's Monday morning, and I'm getting ready for work, and other people around me are so miserable, the most amazing thing I can do is to have a good attitude, to go around just going la 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 and enjoying my day, enjoying the fact that it's Monday, I'm alive, and the sun might be shining or it might be raining, but regardless, just enjoying the day, seeing someone and saying, wow, your hair really looks nice today, or I like the scarf you're wearing, or that's a nice dress. Just saying nice things to people and saying, gosh, it's nice to see you. I hope you're well rested for the day at work today. And that can be an amazing thing for some people. And even when people see that, they will talk about you. People talk about me all the time, and they talk about how cheerful and how lively I am all the time. And that is the power of God in me. He takes away bad feelings, and he puts in good feelings of joy, you know, of being able, feeling confident and happy, and knowing that even if I'm in a new place, it's going to be okay because I'm not on my own. God has taken me to that place and he has prepared me for that time of whatever I have to do. So even if it is working. And another thing that we have that we should know is that our words have power to command things in heaven and on earth, in the air and underneath the earth. That is the power that God gives us. And through his Holy Spirit, we can know how to use it. And that means that even if whatever situation we find ourselves in, we can still live and enjoy our lives and help other people around us to enjoy their life too. And sometimes that is all the power that we can use. Just like Jesus used the power that he had from God to do something amazing. The something amazing that you might do might not be like casting an evil spirit out of a person. It might be just having a good attitude. If somebody asks you to do something, just saying, yeah, okay, yeah, I'll do that. That's fine. Thank you for letting me, you know, find something useful to do. And we can pass that joy on. And that is very, very powerful. If you smile at someone, it's very difficult for them not to smile back at you. So we have to realize that when God gives us this power, we can do amazing things. And sometimes those amazing things look like everyday things, but they do pass on joy to other people. So I hope you enjoyed looking at this this miracle when Jesus cast out an evil, unhappy, sad, depressed spirit from a person and changed his life, and how Jesus can help you to take away from yourself any negative or horrible feelings you might have so that you can live happily with your family and other people around you. I hope your week at school goes well, and I hope you're able to step out in confidence, knowing that God loves you and he is with you all the time. Stay blessed, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye.